Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
So there's this passage from the Gospel of Luke that has been resonating with me for some time, and I hope it's okay that I share that with you today. It's not from the readings today, but I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts and reflections on this passage. So it's Luke 5, 1 through 11. While the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great shoal of fish. And as their nets were breaking, they beckoned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him. So there are a lot of things that I love from this passage and a lot of things that can be pulled from it. But the line that has been really resonating with me for about the last month or so, and something that has struck me as something that I need to utilize to even reflect on the last summer, is after Jesus says to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch," Peter's answer is what strikes me, and he says, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." And when I had first read this was the gospel on, I believe it was September 2nd, so a little over a month ago. And when I first read this, I was in the midst of this really, really busy time at work that seemed to be, it had seemed to go all summer through about now, just like go, 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 survival mode, kind of just trying to get a lot of things done. And nothing really bad about it. It's just a lot of stress and a lot of work that doesn't typically happen or hasn't typically happened just due to a lot of extenuating circumstances. But regardless, this line kept coming back to me in the last month of, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." And I just couldn't help but think of these fishermen. So Peter, James, and John, and everybody else who was with them going out at night fishing and just trying to catch something. And that's how they make their living, is catching fish, selling them. That's what they do. And they were out all night and they were able to catch nothing. And that would just be devastating and frustrating. I like to sleep, so I can't imagine working all night trying to catch fish to make a living and being unable to do that. But this made me think about my own work of, and I love in this translation of this passage that Simon Peter says, "We toiled all night," toiled. And that almost makes it sound a little bit more earnest and stressful, I feel like, the word toil. And this made me reflect on my own work of how often, particularly in the last month, but also in the last, I don't know, like 5 months, how much of that has been just toiling, just going through each day, passing through, and just working really, really hard, but almost in the sense of just spinning my wheels and nothing really happening. I mean, things are being done, time is being spent, but at the end of the day, what is it worth? If we just work, work, work for the sake of working, then that's how we end up burning out. That's how we end up going mad, just because we lose sight of the purpose of what it is that we're doing. And I think this could be applied to a lot of other aspects in our lives too, of just different tasks we have to do or different relationships that we have. If we're just passing through and doing things to sort of check a box, then of course we're going to be frustrated when we catch nothing, but we're not necessarily putting in the effort to do so. And we see in this passage that ultimately, so Peter starts out by saying, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing." But then he invites Christ into it and says, "But at your word, I will let down the nets." So yes, Jesus had approached him, but then this was his first invitation, most likely, for the Lord to enter into his work. And then what happened? It says, when they had done this, they enclosed a great shoal of fish. And as their nets were breaking, they beckoned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. So it's not even that they just caught enough fish to make it worth their while. Their boats were sinking because they caught so many fish. And why? Because they had invited the Lord into their work. And so I think this passage is a good lesson for us, particularly for people like me who just have kind of these, not necessarily the bigger picture in sight, but just like the tasks that need to be done. And you just keep going and going and going down the to-do list. But the to-do list never ends and you just want to keep checking things off. Of if we're not keeping in mind why we're doing that work, and if we're not inviting the Lord into that work, and maybe this is applicable to you in other aspects of your life, then we're going to be unsuccessful. We're going to be frustrated. We're going to be tired. And it's not going to be fruitful. So let's reflect on this today as we go about our day and think about, how am I inviting the Lord into the work that I'm doing? How am I inviting him into my relationships? How am I inviting him into my own thoughts and actions? And then actually invite him into those things. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for the gift of your presence in our lives. We thank you for the ways in which you desire to work in them. And Lord, we ask that you would give us an even greater awareness of your presence and your desire to be a part of every aspect of our lives. Help us to never forget to invite you into everything that we do. And help us to never lose sight of the bigger picture that we're working towards, which is ultimately greater relationship with you and eternity in heaven. Lord, we ask all this in your name. Amen.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Come Follow Me and the With You Always podcast. I wanted to take a minute to invite you to check out the Come Follow Me online community. We have developed this community to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. You can join groups or start one of your own, participate in community discussions, and even join online programs and courses. The community is free and is growing quickly. Whether you're just getting started in the faith or you are leading others, this community is here to support you. Check it out now at comefollow.me/community. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.